Listen, let me tell you, seeing your name pop up and not clicking that button was very
I
stressful.
figured you were going to do it
I was
anyways.
like, wait for her text. You can do it,
She will
Karen.
tell you. You can wait.
I
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
where this week we have a very special episode because we're interviewing Susan Dennard.
This is crazy. I'm Mandy.
And I'm Karen, and this week we are both from Hemlock Falls. I'm so
I
excited.
know, I cannot freaking wait.
This is so
I can't
fun.
wait.
I actually really love that we're just doing an interview. It feels so chill.
Oh, I know. We love discussing this week in fangirling and fictional boyfriends and
But
announcements and all
man,
of
it's
that.
nice to have a break.
Oh, and it's nice to only have to record for long enough to do an interview.
Exactly. Yay.
Yay.
And that sound means we have an intruder alert.
Intruder alert, and this one is so
We've been freaking out about this for so long. We have the author of The Hunting Moon, Susan Dennard. Thank you for joining us. We're so excited to talk to you.
Thank you. Are we? Is this cam? This is so. This is going out like me on camera. Oh, I didn't know that. I would have put on makeup. Hey guys, this is me without makeup. I'm just not used to that with a podcast. Usually, it's just
To be
my.
fair, it just goes out to like our Patreon subscribers.
It's
So
cool.
it's
It's
like
cool.
four people. So
It's
you're
like
fine.
I'm. Hey, four people. What's up?
Hey, Angie. So what we normally start with is we ask our authors, can you give us like an elevator pitch of the book? I know it's a little bit harder since it's a sequel and spoilers, but is there anything you can kind of
I am
quickly
so
summarize?
bad at this. Like I have one nailed for my other ongoing series because I've done it so many times. But like with the Luminaries, even by the end of tour last year, I was like, this is still terrible. So the best I got is the Luminaries is about a secret society of nightmare hunters, and they fight monsters that spew out of a forest each night of the week. There's one clan for each night of the week, and our heroine is Winnie Wednesday of the Wednesday clan, whose family was actually outcast from Luminaries 4 years before when her father was caught as a witch, which are the mortal enemies of the Luminaries. And so when the Luminaries, the first book opens, she is trying to regain her place in the Luminary Society by entering the Deadly Hunter Trials. And the second book kind of just it's so hard to talk about the second book without spoiling the first. So it's kind of like it picks up where the first left off. There's some mysteries that are open in the first book, some romantic slow burns. And so it's really just picking that up and resolving a lot while still, leaving some stuff open for the final third book. That slow burn has been killing me,
It's
but
murder,
I was
absolute
the
murder.
same way because we normally do a segment called This Week in Fangirling, where we just talk about like what we've read that week. And when I read The Hunting Moon, I was like, I don't even know how to tell you about it because it's literally like the spoiler. I can't tell you
There's nothing you can
anything
really
happens
say.
other than it was great because of
Thank you.
spoilers. So when I read The Luminaries and then it continued in The Hunting Moon, I got so much nostalgia for like the early aughts. It brought me into that feeling like when I was a teenager and like all I could do was live in this book. It felt like I was literally standing there next to Winnie for everything. And I know they're completely different stories and completely different than honestly a lot of things that I've read, anything I've read, but it gave me the same vibes that I felt when I was reading Twilight and The Hunger Games and all of that.
Hey, I'll take
So, were
it.
you like an obsessive early aughts reader too? And did you have like series that you loved or stories that you loved? And do you have any inspiration for the Luminaries?
Yeah, I mean, look, I debuted in 2012. So I've been in this industry a long time. I started trying to get published in 2009. So yeah, it was like the height of that sort of paranormal YA that was really taking over. And I still love that stuff. It kind of faded from popularity as trends do. We really moved into dystopian and then it moved into like fantasy, and now we're in romanticy. But I've always loved that paranormal, it's our world, but with monsters vibe.
And so
And give me
moody.
moody and give me some
I
sexy
love it.
monsters. I'm here for it. So yeah, so that I actually first tried to sell this book in 2013. And so I think that is part of why it has these sort of older vibes. I'm actually glad I didn't, because I'm a much better writer now. I was a baby writer back then. And I think I executed the idea much better now than I would have back then. Because back then I was just trying to sell it based on proposal. I hadn't actually written the book yet.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So that's, I think, sort of the heart of that. And then I just, like, I love the CW. I love those sorts of shows, or like Teen Wolf. And so I just really wanted to have that, like, almost a little campy vibe.
I love it. I'm here for it.
But, like, really heavy on the vibes, heavy on the, like, teen angst, you know, in a way that, like, I don't in my other series, which is also technically YA, but let's be real. So many YA series, the characters act like adults. And I didn't want that in this. I wanted them to be, like, straight teens. Yeah. They are straight up teens in high school. So,
yes.
So, like, Winnie's angst about boys is just as big as her angst about monsters trying to kill her, because things feel huge when you're 16.
Yes. I have 14-year-old twin nieces, and I tell them that all the time. This feels like it's everything, and you're not even going to remember it next year. Like, it's it feels so big. It's not, so though. It's
everything's
fine.
Literally the end of the world.
Yeah, that girl didn't like my shirt today. Everything
How
is over.
How am I going to survive?
It's like, it's okay. It's fine. It's going to be fine.
It's true. And I want to, like, validate that, though, because when you are in it, and when you're in it, you're like, you can't not feel that way when you're 16 or 14. It's really hard. And so, and I think adults, we don't mean to, but we do know, like, it ain't a big deal. Trust me, you'll move on. Mm-hmm. But you don't know that because you haven't experienced that yet. So I really wanted Winnie to feel like a true teen grappling with kind of some heavy stuff, even if, you know, there is this backdrop of nightmare hunters, you know, her family has been through some shit, so and she herself has too, and as she discovers in the second book, like, when being returned into this world that she was, you know, kicked out of, it ain't what she thought it would be. The dream mm-hmm. doesn't taste as good once it's reality. So
that's a really good point.
It is. You're writing, like, are you normally a plotter or a pantser? Like, did you know how things were going to play out as you were writing, or did it kind of evolve as the story was coming out of your fingertips?
Well, okay. So I tried to sell a proposal of this world in 2013, like a pitch, and it had a summary in it. My publisher at the time, understandably, was not interested. My first series didn't perform very well, and Paranormal was on the way out. So no shade on them. My agent and I set it aside. In 2019, I was recovering from a miscarriage, and I was really in a dark place. So I was sitting at LaGuardia, stuck with my thoughts after BookCon, the now deceased BookCon. And rather than face my thoughts, I got on Twitter, which still existed then, and dashed out a tweet like, you wake up on the morning of your 16th birthday to a crow tapping at the window. Do you get up and open the window or go back to sleep? And I didn't really think anyone would engage, and they did, and it exploded, and it turned into this whole 6-month journey where everyone got to vote every day. And I used the world of luminaries that I had created in 2013 to develop the story online. So that was awesome. And if it had a book at the end, it would have been the greatest pre-order campaign of all time, but it didn't. And, you know, of course, when you have the internet voting every day, they very quickly deviated from the story I had originally envisioned. And it was more just like me using the world I had built and the characters, and then going where they voted. And of course, they also voted in a way that no one would ever tolerate in a character on the page. You know, they had hashtag Team Thirst, who, like, always voted for the romance option, the Team Petty, who always voted against Team Thirst, and then Team Chaos, whom you can guess what that means. So like, when I actually did sit down to write the book later, I realized quickly, like, okay, I can't stick to that story either.
Right.
It was like, no one would believe that Winnie would do this stuff. And also, for me, I am someone who, even though I do plan, I also discover as I write. And so me rewriting what we'd all done as a collective thousands of people did not sound fun. So I ended up writing a totally new story in building out these hunter trials, but with the same characters, same world that everyone knew. And then there's, like, a ton of Easter eggs for everyone who was an original Luminerd and participated. And yeah, and those Easter eggs are still kind of popping up in the second and the third book as well. So to answer your question, yeah, I every book has been different. You know, this is my 11th book to come out. So every book's been really different. The demands of my Witchland series, since it's a really complicated, really big high fantasy, and I'm 6 books in, are very different. It requires meticulous planning.
Yeah.
Whereas other, like, the Luminaries is way more chill. know, it's one point of view. It's pretty straightforward plot. The books are only 90,000, 95,000 words. So it's like, it's much easier to sort of write freely than the other series is. But yeah, anyway, that was a long, convoluted answer.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
It kind of segued into what I have written for my next question, because I said we have to talk about Choose with Thews. Because it's everything. Yes. Like, I genuinely look forward to it on Instagram.
Yes, thank you.
I want to see what shenanigans Jay is going to get into. Sorry, the show dog is waking up.
Show dog.
This is George Bailey. So again, you've brought something that is like special from my childhood and the choose your own adventure into my adult life where I can, you know, read and enjoy and find it on Instagram every day. How much fun is it to write these scenarios? And you kind of already answered this, but like the votes do go against exactly what you thought it would be and what you're hoping for.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I had gave up very quickly trying to plan what people would choose when we did the first Choose with Thews in 2019. Cause it was like, what you guys, come on. And so even still, I'm like, at some days I'm like, okay, that's not what I thought you guys would pick, but okay. So I just kind of make it up every morning based on whatever poll vote won, which is fun. It's a fun use of my writer brain and storyteller brain. I like to make up stories on the fly, and it's fun. And again, like there's low stakes because again, it's like, well, you guys picked this. Yeah. It's not like me, the author. I'm not the one getting blamed for the story direction. Y'all chose it.
I know. I'll log in the next morning and I'm like, you guys.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what? I'm surprised, like, today's the one that's super winning. I'm like, where's Team Chaos on this one?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Because Twitter died, I've had to do it on Reels, which takes more time because I have to make the video every day. But it's been interesting. It's been fun. I don't know. It's a nice distraction. Like, having a book come out is a super stressful time. So it's kind of like this nice thing I get to do every morning that has nothing to do with promoting an upcoming release.
Right.
It is. And like, I don't know. My favorite part of the job is interacting with readers. So it's like, I don't know. It's just cool. It's fun. It's like this fan service thing I get to do every day. And that's kind of awesome. Plus, I'm a big gamer. I was a big choose your own adventure reader as a kid. So like, it just, I don't know. It's just sort of this like Venn diagram overlap of all the things I love. So yeah, I'm going to keep doing
it. Really cool.
It's
yeah.
Amazing. That's wonderful. So transitioning into book three, do you have any secrets that you can reveal that aren't too like spoilery?
without spoilers
or, you know, anything,
any teases?
And yeah, I guess I could, like, the third book, it's mentioned in the first book and then built up more in the second book, but there's this event coming called the Nightmare Masquerade, which is this like week-long festival that takes over Hemlock Falls, and so that is the backdrop to the third book. Like, this Nightmare Masquerade is going on and it culminates in this big party where they all dress up as nightmares and wear masks, you know, a masquerade. So that's like a kind of a fun thing I'm having fun writing. And it's been interesting, like, going back to the how I write, like, I have to structure it around the festival structure because there's meant to be like a different event each day, and I already hinted at that. I locked myself in book two, darn it. So I'm kind of following that, but it's an interesting challenge when you, like, it was kind of the same with the first book. Like, I knew there were these three trials and I knew what the trials were, so then I had to weave the story in around that, those tent poles, I call them. So yeah.
If you woke up tomorrow in Hemlock Falls, do you have a day that you would want to be like part of, like your personality or whatever? You're like, I would totally be a,
yeah, which clan? Like, I have a test if people want to take it on my fan site, which is the Luminer, just luminers.substack.com. And I took the test, which I made the test too, so I'm slightly biased. And I got Wednesday, which I was like, I'm not that surprised, because Winnie is way bolder than me. Like, I wouldn't express my saltiness. And she does, but her inner thoughts and the way she responds to the world is like me. I'm just permanently cranky. So I got Wednesday, but I also was like very closely tied with Monday, which makes sense because I also, like Winnie, I was in STEM, but in my past life before I became an author, I was in science. So Winnie is based on me in that regard, the way she sees the world, her special dorky lens of of Nightmare Scientist.
I love that. I need to go take that.
I love the way that her brain just like regurgitates things from the compendium when it's needed. It's one of my favorite things. Just like, because my memory is terrible, but hers
hers is better than mine.
Hers is amazing.
Although, like when I was like in science, because I was in marine ecology, when I was in it and using it all the time, like she does, like I did actually remember everything. I could have looked at a fish and told you the family. I could have told you the evolutionary history. I don't have that now. I got none of it now.
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, but I haven't used it.
That was a different person.
It was. And I haven't used it in like 14 years, you know, like I left science or 13 years ago. So it's like, of course I'm not using it anymore. But at the time, like I remember once going to, the Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta, which was brand new at that time. And I was guiding my family around and like describing all the animals and the fish and their evolutionary histories. And people thought I was a tour guide and just followed along. And I was like, I'm cool with this because I love sharing the things that I love. So it was like, let me talk to you about the beluga. So
that
yeah.
That's so cool. I love that.
Anyway, so I'm like, you know, Winnie's just basically me. I just gave her monsters instead of fish.
That is so cool.
I love
though.
That so much.
I would have followed you around the Georgia Aquarium and learned all
Thank
the things.
Thank you. Well, now I have nothing to share. I'd be like, that's fish. Got gills.
It's some kind of fish.
Yeah.
It will not breathe outside of water.
Exactly. It will die. So, yeah.
So we do have a question that we ask every author, and this is the point where everything you've ever consumed leaves your brain.
Of course.
So we have a segment that we call Fictional Boyfriend of the Week. And it doesn't have to be a boyfriend. It could be a girlfriend, a non-binary friend. Karen's had a fictional granny. But we always, like Jay Friday has been one of mine in the past because I think it was when I read The Luminaries and it was like, oh, I just love this character. Do you have any characters that you were like, that's my favorite?
Yeah, I mean, so right now I'm rereading The Thief, the Queen, or I guess they're called the Queen's Thief series is what the fans call it. I don't know if it has an official name, but it's Megan Whalen Turner's series. The first one, The Thief, came out in the 90s, and she only just finished it recently. Anyway, I'm doing an event with her next week. It's like my favorite series of all time, so I'm rereading it so I can be, you know, basically this event that's for me is going to be about her, because I don't care about me.
You got to fangirl out.
Exactly. I'm like, I just got to ask you everything about your books and how the hell did you pull that off? The twists. So the twists in those series, it's always by this character, the thief named Eugenides, Jen for short. And man, Jen can be my boyfriend any day. I am here for his competence, his sneaky, sneaky competence. It's real sexy to me. So, yeah.
I'm going to have to read that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they're so
I
good.
Love that.
It's also like, it's just a really good romance too. I'm not going to lie. In the second book, there's this romance you're not going to see coming. And that's all I'm going to say. And it's like, I didn't know I needed it and I needed it.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, yes. Me too.
That's the best kind.
I'm also really excited that you mentioned your events because we're both going to be at Y'all Fest. And then nice. I'm considering trying to get to your Atlanta stop too, but I'll have like driven home that day. Because I keep seeing in the Discord, people are like, we're going to do a meetup at Brave and Kind beforehand. And I'm like,
yeah.
Fine. It's like an hour and a half for me, so I'm like, that's
oh,
so
is
cool.
It? Where? Bob, we can talk about that later because I want to know where you
I don't
are.
Mind saying, I don't know. I'm in Macon.
Oh, okay, yeah. I grew up in Dalton, so hey.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so, very yeah. nice.
My parents will be at the event. My dad was like, do I have to buy tickets? We each have to buy one of your books. I was like, yeah, Dad, you do. You can fork it over, okay?
Yes.
Come on, help your daughter out.
Yes. Dad, come on.
Oh my God. That would
yeah,
be
I'm gonna
exactly my
out.
Parents. They would be like, but you wrote it. Like, why do we have to buy it?
Yeah. Why would we each have to get one? Coffee. I'm like, I don't know, Dad.
Why wouldn't
away.
You?
Yeah.
Right.
Give it away to someone. Come in. So, yeah. Anyway, it's going to be fun. I'm going to try to get there early, too, because I want to hang out with the people doing NaNoWriMo. And because I do this charity initiative every November for NaNoWriMo. So I want to, like, you know. Right, guys, raise money. Woo!
Get the people going. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Of course. That's really cool.
So you kind of touched upon it already, but we do always ask our authors, like, what are you reading? What are you loving, watching? What's something that you would recommend that everybody needs to consume at some point in their life?
That everybody needs to consume. That is such a
Everybody.
big, I mean,
Everybody.
well, okay, I just finished watching season two of the Wheel of Time series, which I loved as a fan. Fantasy was like the genre I read growing up, high fantasy. This was before YA existed because I'm old, so I just grew up reading adult high fantasy like Wheel of Time. So it's been really cool to see shows come to life like that. And what I love most, like Game of Thrones is great, but man, was it dark and gritty and violent. And what I love about Wheel of Time is it reminds me so much of what I am trying to do in my Witchlands series. It's ambitious. It is very YA at its core. It is very friendship driven, even though there is some romance, but it's still very friendship driven. And it's just hopeful at the end. Like I like hopeful fantasy. So anyway,
I agree, yeah.
the first season was good. I enjoyed it. I Uber fans don't like it because they changed things, but I thought it was well done. And then I thought the second season was brilliant. I just finished it like 2 weeks ago, and I'm like, can I watch it again? Is it too soon to rewatch
Never.
it at
It
all?
never.
Especially because I'm just in the middle, like I'm almost done with finishing the final book in my Witchlands series. And so there are things they do in that show where I'm like, that's what I'm trying to do. Study, study. How did they pull it
Yeah.
off? Because
Yes.
that's the same, like this epic feeling that you really only get in high fantasy, that I'm trying to do. So anyway, I love that show. I really like the show. And I think they do a great job too of bringing it into modern times. They diversified the cast quite a lot in a great way. They gender bent characters. I've really, really enjoyed it. I thought they did a good job. So they also just have some, like, I love a villain who you're like, are you a villain though? I don't know. And
Ralph
so
Michael's
yes.
favorite.
Yeah. So
Absolute
love
favorite.
that. So when can we expect the next Witchlands book? Do you have like a
I mean,
release date
look.
yet or a timeline?
Supposed to be next summer. I did just learn that maybe that might not happen on my publisher's end, which is frustrating for the author, but also no shade on my publisher. Like,
Right.
things have been nuts since COVID. Like, production has not been what it was. I'm sure you
Right.
guys have seen the drama today about the poor Fourth Wing sequel. So
Yeah.
it's not the publisher's fault, like, or even the printers or anything. Things just are not like they used to be. There were some errors with my paperback for the Luminaries that just came out where, like, a giant batch of them, the spine was just down. It was like not on the spine. So the cover was off. Everything was off. And it
Oh,
happens. It happens. And like in the,
no.
I alerted them because I luckily myself got like all those copies. So I was like, guys, these are in there. And it turned out to not be that many, but there was a batch. So, this stuff kind of happens. So anyway, I am hoping that we'll still come out in July, but I do know that the production side of things might actually end up needing more. But I'm like, please don't come out in election season, because that would be the
Oh
worst.
God. Oh
No.
God.
So
No.
I'm really trying on my end, certainly. I'm like, come on, July. Come on, July.
Please.
That's what Amazon says right now. So let's
All
come
right.
on,
Well,
July.
we're big manifestors here,
Yeah.
so we're gonna manifest that it will be
It
July.
will come out
Thank
in
you.
July.
Thank you. And
Nothing
everything
close
will
to the election circuit
yes.
because my God, I feel that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah,
Yeah. So
accurate.
that's my hope. And then Luminaries 3 is already, I've done a lot of that, so hopefully that then will come out maybe in like early, very early 2024. No, 25. I know my years. 25.
I got so excited for a second.
Wait, it's like,
Yeah.
wait a minute. How could it
I
be
was
out a
like,
few months,
wait.
Suze? Wait. Yeah. So,
Don't
do
math with
you?
us, okay? We
Yeah,
don't numbers here.
we don't do that.
I have a degree in statistics, but ask me to do actual arithmetic. I'm like, no,
My job is in
no.
finance, and unless I'm
Really?
sitting at that computer, then no.
Get it.
I just have Excel.
Do you have a title for book three?
I do. I
Are you allowed to say
mean, I we
it?
haven't announced it, but I don't care. My publisher's gonna be like, what are you doing? No, sorry. Yeah, the title is going to be The Whispering Night. So,
Oh, I love it.
which, I mean, if you've read,
Perfect.
you know what the creature
Yeah.
is in the first book that we're introduced to in the first book. So it fits, plus this nightmare masquerade, The Whispering Night.
Oh,
I'm
that's
so
such a good
excited.
title.
Yeah, I like it.
That's
The
so
Luminaries,
good.
The Hunting Moon, The Whispering Night. It just feels like kind of ominous. Plus, I just got
Yeah.
like the first cover sample, and it's awesome. More skeletons. More skeletons.
I was going to say more awesome than the hummingbird.
Yeah. I know. I'm glad you like that hummingbird.
Epic. It is. Yeah. It is epic.
It's epic.
Looks pretty
they,
good.
They both are, honestly. They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really love the first, but I think in person, like the foil of the hunting moon, though, I was like, dang, that silver looks real good.
Yes, it does. So,
yeah. I'm excited.
Okay. Well, yeah. This is the part of the interview where we're going to pretend that we're sorry, but not really. But we regret to inform you that now that you have been on the podcast, you are legally obligated to come back for all book releases from here until forever.
Okay. I'm cool. Take my soul.
We just love talking to you and we love your books. So yes, we're very excited for everything that comes next.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Thank you for reading and talking about the series. Like, I really appreciate that. And
we're super excited about it.
We're
and
so
may,
excited.
May Angie and the four others who get to see my face. Hey guys, read the book. Yeah, I'm fun. I'm cool. Follow me on Instagram. Join the Choose with Suze.
I'm telling you guys, Choose with Suze is so much fun. I genuinely do look forward to it. I like open Instagram and I'm like, I can't wait to see if everybody voted with me or against me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Oh my gosh, this is so much fun. Guys. I can't wait for everybody to
everybody go pre-order.
When this book when this episode comes out, I think it's after the book is released, so you can just go walk into a bookstore and grab it. Like, go get it right now,
please. Excellent.
And if you haven't already gotten the Luminaries, you should probably start with that one.
Yeah, what is wrong with you? You should have listened to me a year ago.
Exactly.
It would help. It would help to read the first one.
You'll be very confused if you don't read the first one.
Yeah, I feel like I do that like recap thing, but you know, at the same time, like read the first one. Plus the slow burn. The slow burn. You need the full slow burn.
The slow burn is agonizing in the best way.
It is murder. So
you need
the slow burn. Somebody who is not usually a slow burn person, I'm like,
I am. She's not. And I'm like, I live for this.
Yeah. So go get it right now, everybody. Look, it's so pretty.
I don't have my copy. I'm like, I really should have prepared for this video.
It's okay.
You're great.
I got the first one right here.
Perfect.
I freaking love that one too.
Yay.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you so much for coming and talking to us. We had so much fun.
This is awesome.
We will see you at Y'all Fest.
Yeah. Yes. That's awesome.
Alrighty, have All right. a great
we'll
day.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. Oh my
gosh. I can't believe that.
I love her.
And how freaking cool is it that we got to say, like, we'll see you soon? Because we'll
I know. We actually will see her soon. Like, that's so exciting. We don't usually get to do that with authors.
No.
Like, we see them on Zoom and then we just see them on the internet. But, like, I think I got to do that with Robbie. And now we'll get to do it with Susan, which is great. It's very
exciting. I can't wait for that. That's gonna be so much fun. She's so down to earth. Yeah.
I adore her.
I expected it. She's like that on her Instagram stories and stuff. And then like I was not lying. I genuinely look forward to Choose with Suze every day to see like what, because it's like a Jay campaign now. So it's just you're following Jay, making decisions for him. And it is so much fun. It is so much fun to vote every day.
Oh,
and then
my
see
God.
The outcome the next day.
That was so much fun. I can't even believe this is our life, really.
I know.
It's so cool.
And she got to see the show dog.
I mean, yes.
And Yay. Angie and the other four Patreons get to see the show dog.
That was great. I loved it.
That was so much fun.
She's the best. Yay.
Now I think we're ready for a spiel.
Okay. Well, friends, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you're listening to us. Please follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things. Please also visit our website where you can stream all of our episodes, or you can read our blog, which has so many reviews.
Hunting Moon reviews.
Heck yes. If you need something to read over the break, we've got you. We've got you.
It'd take you the whole break.
Please also subscribe to our Patreon. Head to theincoherentfangirl.com/Patreon where you will get early access for all podcast episodes as well as video episodes depending on what tier you sign up for. And if you'd like to walk around and support the podcast, you can head over to our merch shop, theincoherentfangirl.com/shop, where you can buy such cute designs. I love them. I think they're adorable.
I'm kind of partial.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, design ideas, you want to tell us that we're pretty, we will accept all of those in our
Take it.
inbox, theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love, love, love hearing from y'all. Mm-hmm. And one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review on whatever platform you are listening to us on. We would love that. Please give us your words. That'd
give us your words. We'd love to read your words.
She is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
And she's at Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And once you have followed us on social media and you followed the podcast on social media, you're going to want to do some self-care, especially as we head into the seasonal depression months.
Yes.
It's very important.
The sad months.
Please take care of yourself because we love you. First up, you're going to stop at herecomesthenerd.com, use code fangirl, and you'll get 20% off your first order.
Then you're going to head to onceuponabookclub.com. There's all kinds of holiday stuff that they usually do around this time of year. And we have two codes for you. Now, they don't stack. You can pick one. We love you no matter what code you use. We don't really care. We just want you to get a discount. So you're either going to use code Karen10 or Mandy10 to get 10% off. Just make sure you spell Karen right. It's K-A-R-I-N. She's not like a regular Karen. She's a cool Karen.
That's me. And once you've got your artsy goodies and your bookish goodies, you're going to need some cozy goodies. So you're going to head over to entrancingelixirs.com. Use code FANGIRLT to get 10% off your order. But remember, unlike Karen, there is no I in fangirl. It's F-A-N-G-R-L-T-E-A.
And we, of course, have our angel, Amber D. Lewis. She's got the Fire and Starlight Saga and more to come, as we learned on a recent episode. So head to amberdlewis.com. Use code FANGIRL10 and you'll get 10% off your purchase. You need one of everything, maybe two. Absolutely. Of everything. Agreed. We have multiples, so you should too.
That's what the cool kids are doing, honestly.
Yeah, obviously.
And once you have finished supporting us and you've finished supporting our internet besties, I guess it's time to support the show husband, if you feel like
he's
it.
All right, I guess. So we do have more. We have merch up now. I know I've talked about it recently. There's a tarot card hoodie that is like my favorite. I designed it all. So
support your girl.
Support your girl. Show them that we need to keep having me design the merch. So you'll head to searchersbelieve.com. And if you go into their shop, you can use code FANGIRL10 and get 10% off. Then you're going to want to go listen to the Paranormal Mind podcast, where they talk about all things spooky and weird. I am occasionally a producer on the show, which means I talk sometimes and I ask them silly questions like what's their fictional boyfriend of the week. Go anywhere you're listening to podcasts, wherever you're hearing my voice right now, go search for The Paranormal Mind and support the show husband.
Yeah. And remember, as we are heading into the holidays, that we will lie for you. If somebody is trying to police your spending, just let them know you want a giveaway. Congratulations. You're the best. We love you. Thanks for
congratulations,
supporting
bestie.
And that was a that very was the special episode.
Yeah, that's a quick Devard. One. Yay. I can't believe it. Everybody go order The Hunting Moon and The Luminaries if you haven't read it.
Yes, they're fantastic. You're going to love them. We promise.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening. Stay tuned. We do still have more goodies coming in 2023. It's not over yet.
Not over.
And you're not going to want to miss it. Thank you.
We love you. Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.